令和3年度第1回岐阜新聞学力テストの放送を聞いて答える問題を行います。1、これから短い英文を読みます。英文は括弧1から括弧5まで5つあります。それぞれの英文を読む前に日本語で内容に関する質問をします。その質問に対する答えとして最も適切なものをあからえから一つずつ選び、符号で書きなさい。なお、英文は2回ずつ読みます。括弧1。これから読む英文の内容を正しく表しているのはどれでしょう？
Many people from abroad visit this place. Some people have been living in the old and beautiful Japanese houses in it since the 17th century.You can see some of the oldest houses in Gifu.
繰り返します。
Many people from abroad visit this place. Some people have been living in the old and beautiful Japanese houses in it since the 17th century. You can see some of the oldest houses in Gifu.
括弧2。これから読む英文は、ハリーとめぐみとの会話です。二人が会話している場面を表しているものはどれでしょう？
Megumi, are you feeling tired?
Oh, thank you, Harry. I didn't sleep well last night.
That's too bad. What happened?
My brother was listening to his favorite music for a long time, so I couldn't sleep well. My father said to him,Stop the music, but my brother didn't listen to him.
繰り返します。
Megumi, are you feeling tired?
Oh, thank you, Harry. I didn't sleep well last night.
That's too bad. What happened?
My brother was listening to his favorite music for a long time, so I couldn't sleep well. My father said to him, Stop the music.But my brother didn't listen to him.
括弧3。これから読む英文は、ユタカと交換留学生のエミリーとの会話です。その会話の最後で、ユタカが一言付け加えるとすると、どの表現が最も適切でしょう。なお、ユタカが一言付け加えるところでチャイムが鳴ります。
Hello, Emily. What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for Mr. Suzuki. I have to give him my homework. He said, come to see me after the class.
I see, but he has left school and won't come back today. I said goodbye to him a few minutes ago.
Oh, really? Thank you for telling me about it.
No problem.
繰り返します。
Hello, Emily. What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for Mr. Suzuki. I have to give him my homework. He said, come to see me after the class.
I see, but he has left school and won't come back today. I said goodbye to him a few minutes ago.
Oh, really? Thank you for telling me about it.
No problem.
括弧4。これから読む英文は、学年の生徒を対象に行ったアンケート結果を、誠がグラフにまとめ、英語の授業で発表している時のものです。誠の発表の内容に合っているグラフはどれでしょう？
I asked the students in our school last week, how many times a week do you go to the school library? I asked about 300 students. Most students go to the library 3 to 4 times a week.I do too. About 70 students go there from Monday to Friday. I was surprised that more than 10 students don't go to the library at all. One of the students says that she doesn't like the library because she can't talk to her friends there. I think the school library is a very useful place because you can learn many things from the interesting books there.
繰り返します。
I asked the students in our school last week, how many times a week do you go to the school library? I asked about 300 students. Most students go to the library 3 to 4 times a week. I do too. About 70 students go there from Monday to Friday. I was surprised that more than 10 students don't go to the library at all. One of the students says that she doesn't like the library because she can't talk to her friends there. I think the school library is a very useful place because you can learn many things from the interesting books there.
かっこ5。これから読む英文は、テイラー先生が生徒に対して校外授業の説明をしている時のものです。テイラー先生が説明した内容に合っているものはどれでしょう？
Hi everyone! I'm going to tell you about the plan for a trip to the museum. We are going to visit the History Museum on Wednesday, May 12th. We will take a school bus, so please come to school by 8:30 in the morning.The bus will leave school at 9 a.m., so don't be late. We will have a tour of the museum from 10 a.m. to noon. We are going to have a special lunch at a restaurant in the museum. We will watch a short movie in the afternoon. We'll come back to school at 3 p.m. For this special class, you will need to bring pencils and a notebook. I hope you will enjoy the museum.
繰り返します。
Hi everyone! I'm going to tell you about the plan for a trip to the museum. We are going to visit the History Museum on Wednesday, May 12th. We will take a school bus, so please come to school by 8:30 in the morning. The bus will leave school at 9 a.m., so don't be late. We will have a tour of the museum from 10 a.m. to noon.We are going to have a special lunch at a restaurant in the museum. We will watch a short movie in the afternoon. We'll come back to school at 3 p.m. For this special class, you will need to bring pencils and a notebook. I hope you will enjoy the museum.
これから読む英文は、ミキが英語の授業で行ったスピーチの原稿です。この英文を聞いて、括弧1、括弧2の問いに答えなさい。なお、英文は2回読みます。英文を聞く前に、まず、括弧1、括弧2の問いを読みなさい。では、始めます。
Today, I want to talk about my experience. I went to see my aunt and my uncle in Australia in December. I stayed with them for 2 weeks. It was summer in Australia. They grew a lot of vegetables and fruits in their farm. There was a small shop by the farm, and people came to buy their vegetables and fruits.I helped them while I was there. I was worried on the first day because I couldn't speak English well, but everyone was so nice and they tried to understand my English. One day, a young woman came to the shop. She spoke to me in Japanese. I was very surprised. I asked her, "Why can you speak Japanese?" She said to me, "I am going to go to Japan next year to teach English."Her name is Emma. We became friends and we talked to each other every day. She taught me English and I taught her Japanese. She invited me to her house, and I could meet her family too. They were very nice, and I felt very happy. I have been thinking about the time in Australia a lot after I came back to Japan. I like learning English more than before. I talked to my parents, and I decided to go to Australia to study English in my high school days. I told Emma about it. She said, "You can stay with my family. We love you." I will learn more about Australia by studying there in the near future.
繰り返します。
Today, I want to talk about my experience. I went to see my aunt and my uncle in Australia in December. I stayed with them for 2 weeks. It was summer in Australia. They grew a lot of vegetables and fruits in their farm. There was a small shop by the farm, and people came to buy their vegetables and fruits. I helped them while I was there. I was worried on the first day because I couldn't speak English well, but everyone was so nice, and they tried to understand my English. One day, a young woman came to the shop. She spoke to me in Japanese. I was very surprised. I asked her, "Why can you speak Japanese?" She said to me, "I am going to go to Japan next year to teach English." Her name is Emma. We became friends and we talked to each other every day. She taught me English and I taught her Japanese. She invited me to her house and I could meet her family too. They were very nice, and I felt very happy. I have been thinking about the time in Australia a lot after I came back to Japan. I like learning English more than before. I talked to my parents, and I decided to go to Australia to study English in my high school days. I told Emma about it. She said, "You can stay with my family. We love you." I will learn more about Australia by studying there in the near future.
これで放送を聞いて答える問題を終わります。